Today on the Community Spotlight, it is our local health unit. And joining us today, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hi.
And also joining us, Jill Hicks, a registered dental hygienist. Hello, Jill.
Hi there.
Now, first and foremost, apologies for my voice, going through another little spell of something here. So we'll do our best to get through it. But really, we want to hear from you too anyway. So those are the important voices that we're listening to today. We'll start with you, Dr. Lee. April is Oral Health Month. And so, Doctor, what is the theme for this year and why is that important to public health?
Yeah, so the theme this year is We're Stronger Together, and we're highlighting who's on a child's oral health team and what all happens on the team. So just as background, oral health does affect our overall health throughout our life. For example, poor oral health can increase your risk of certain chronic conditions, including cardiac conditions and risk of infection. So there's lots going on in your oral health that can affect your overall health. And getting to that best oral health for a kid does take a whole team. So there's the parent and the guardian, there's the kid, of course, and then there's a dental office, dentists, and all the staff there, and as well the health unit and public health. We all do play an important role in maintaining oral hygiene for kids and preventing cavities. And so, really, we are on the same team. We have the same goal, and that's to make sure that kids have the best oral health that they can possibly have. We do have public health programs and services that can complement and support other dental professionals, and they are geared to the profession or the community as a whole to promote and sustain oral health.
Thank you for that. Now, Jill, how is public health on a child's oral health team?
So, public health plays an important role in supporting the oral health of the children in our community. One of our main roles is to provide dental screening in schools for select grades in elementary schools. We typically see about 4,500 to 5,000 children per year in junior kindergarten, senior kindergarten, and grade two at minimum. And essentially, there are three outcomes of school dental screening. We conduct oral health surveillance and maintain statistics to help determine local risk levels of tooth decay. Secondly, we offer the emergency stream of the Healthy Smiles Ontario program to children with tooth decay, pain, and/or infection. And lastly, we assist eligible families enroll their children in access care at a local dental office. And as part of the school screening, we also offer a school fluoride varnish to eligible children. So we mentioned the school-based programs, but there are also clinic and community-based programs. So these include first-year, first-visit oral health assessments, oral health resources for new parents delivered in hospital, oral health education and dental screening at early on baby talks and play and learn groups. We offer preventive clinical services, so that's scaling, fluoride varnish, sealants, and clinic. We support the Healthy Babies, Healthy Children fluoride varnish program. And then, like schools, we also provide community-based screening for children 17 and under for enrollment in the emergency stream of the Healthy Smiles Ontario program.
All right, so Dr. Lee, although the focus this year's Oral Health Month campaign is on children's oral health, can you tell us some ways that public health supports the oral health of adults in our community?
Yeah, so oral health is important for everyone, of course, not just for kids. All through the course of the lifetime, it is important to maintain good oral health. We have a lot of great information on our website, and we provide information such as this particular program to promote oral health and provide information. We do assist eligible seniors in enrolling in and navigating the Ontario Senior Dental Care Program. We also administer the Emergency Adult Dental Treatment Fund, which is made possible through United Way of Leeds and Grenville. And we also provide Ontario Works dental claims. Sorry, we don't provide them. We process them and monitor the fluoride varnish, our fluoride levels in community water systems, which is a protection of oral health for everybody in the community and people of all ages. We do also offer, and this is, I think, really important to consider, that free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible adults is also helpful to quit smoking or vaping. And smoking in particular can deeply affect people's oral health, not just in terms of the teeth and the color of people's teeth, but more importantly, the prevention of smoking-related mouth and oral cancers, which is much higher among people who smoke. Our oral health team also partners with other healthcare professionals all across the health unit and in the community to refer clients to other programs that might affect their dental health and other healthcare as well.
Jill, I know your theme this year focuses on kids, as we've said a few times, but what are some general messages you can share for everyone to maintain their oral health?
Sure. So, as we mentioned, we provide oral health information and assist community members access government-funded dental programs to complement and support routine care at a dental office. Like the staff at a dental office, we want to remind everyone that maintaining good oral hygiene practices at home is essential, as our oral health definitely affects our overall health. So, here are some tips on how you can keep your teeth and gums healthy at home. Brush twice a day for 2 minutes. Clean in between your teeth once a day. Use fluoridated toothpaste. And we have some guidelines on our website that help parents guide how much toothpaste should be used at different ages and stages. Drink water and eat a variety of nutritious foods. And consult a dental professional regularly. And as Dr. Lee mentioned, there's lots of great information on our website, healthunit.org.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Lee, we've heard a lot in the news about the new Canadian Dental Care Plan. We know it's a federal program, but can you tell us any more about it?
Yeah, so it is a federal program, and it's new, so there's quite a bit of excitement about it. We're waiting to hear more on how the program will coordinate with existing dental programs. So far, we do know that it's a phased approach. This year, starting with seniors ages 65 plus, adults with a valid disability tax credit, and kids under the age of 18. People will be able to go to a dental provider of their choice as long as the dental office is participating in the program. And so it's important to note that this is a program that's not administered through the health unit because it's a federal program. If people have questions about their eligibility or the rollout or other details, really the place to go is the Government of Canada website. So the specific website is canada.ca/dental. So again, that's canada.ca/dental, and that's where you'll find more information about the Canadian Dental Care Plan.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with me today, or well, you spoke and I did whatever this is. And we're really, really grateful to have this partnership with the health unit as we move forward. So, Dr. Lee, thank you.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure.
And Jill, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
That's another edition of our Community Spotlight here on MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.